In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was a tumultuous day, filled with treachery and omens, some earthly, others celestial. It was a kiss of betrayal from an erstwhile friend that set the cascade off, setting in motion an all-night religio-political kangaroo court, then a round trip from the city court and the residence of Rome's vassal king. Warned by his wife, who had been troubled by a dream, Pontius Pilate plotted his Barabbas escape, but the boisterous mob wouldn't take the bait. Incited by the chief priests and the ancients, they said, "Release the murderer into our midst," and cried out against Jesus, "Crucify him." And having washed his hands, the Roman governor abandoned the duty of justice, and the whole people answering said, "His blood be upon us and our children." In quick succession came the stripping, the mocking royal crown and vestments, the spitting, the plucked face, and the seemingly endless scourging. Then the march to Golgotha, the Via Dolorosa, punctuated by Simon's compelled assistance and Veronica's comfort. And at the end came the final stripping, the pounding of nails, and the thrusting of the gibbet into Calvary's rock. And after they had crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "They divided my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots." And as St. Matthew continued, "They sat and watched him. And they put over his head his cause written, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.' Then were crucified with him two thieves, one on the right hand and one on the left. And they that passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, 'Va, thou that destroyest the temple of God and in 3 days dost rebuild it, save thy own self. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.' In like manner also the chief priests with the scribes and the ancients mocking said, 'He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him now deliver him if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God.' And the selfsame thing the thieves also that were crucified with him reproached him with. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the whole earth until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,' that is, 'My God, why hast thou forsaken me?' And Jesus again, crying with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top even to the bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints that had slept arose, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, came into the holy city and appeared to many. Now the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus, having seen the earthquake and the things that were done, were sore afraid, saying, 'Indeed, this was the Son of God.' And when it was evening, there came a certain rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded that the body should be delivered. And Joseph, taking the body, wrapped it up in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new monument, which he had hewed out in a rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the monument, and went his way. And there was there Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, sitting over against the sepulchre. And the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, 'Sir, we have remembered that the seducer said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, the sepulchre to be guarded until the third day, lest perhaps his disciples come and steal him away, and say to the people, He is risen from the dead, and the last error shall be worse than the first.' Pilate saith to them, 'You have a guard, Go guard it, as you know. And they, departing, made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting stones. And while the soldiers guarded the tomb, the Jews concealed the cross of Christ, along with those of the two thieves and Pilate's title, in a deep pit near the Holy Sepulchre, to erase its memory. And later on, pagans would cloak it further with a temple to Venus. Yet even as it lay hidden those 300 years, the cross of Jesus Christ exercised its power, converting the Roman people and many of the citizens of its tributaries, thereby laying the foundation for the liberation of many nations from the tyranny of their false gods. And now we arrive at our time. Today, untold numbers of those charged with the duty of proclaiming its saving glory have deigned to once again hide the cross of Jesus Christ. These have joined the chorus of the old Gentiles who thought it but foolishness, and the chants of the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, and the throng who were scandalized by that sacred wood. And now some even speak of a communion of sorts with those who stridently deny the divinity of the one who hung upon it. Even so, despite their efforts, the cross of Christ inexorably extends its power over those men destined to become adopted sons of God, so that whosoever believeth in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. So on this glorious Sunday, on which Holy Mother Church beckons us to pay homage to the wood of the true cross, uncovered by the saintly Queen Mother Helena in the 4th century, as you come to receive upon your tongues and in your persons the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, I call upon you to bend the knee of your mind, your heart, and your body to that holy cross, to embrace its hidden power, and save your immortal souls, saying, O God, who didst cause that the cross of our salvation should in most honorable wise be found again, and who didst manifest thereby the marvelous efficacy of thy sufferings, mercifully grant that by the ransom which thou didst pay upon that tree of life, we may finally attain unto life eternal, who livest and reignest with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Saint Athanasius, pray for us. Saint Paul of the Cross, pray for us. Mary, Mediatrix of all graces, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.